Coming up on the program this hour, our friend Dennis Price has an entertainment report. We'll get ready for some big-time college football with Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. Talk about their matchup with the Clemson Tigers. And right now, talk some basketball with Maine native and the longtime voice of the Charlotte Hornets, the Celtics' next opponent, Steve Martin, joining us on the G&M Family Market telephone line. Hi there, Steve.
Hello, Rich. What's going on up there in Maine?
We're having very Carolina-ish weather up here, near 60 degrees for Christmas Eve day coming up.
Wow. I mean, we're in peace fog here. You can't see about 500 feet in front of you down here, but it's going to be another mild Christmas.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, is that a global warming thing or what, but it's going to be brown, a little rainy here today, but it should at least clear up. But we're ready for it. You ready for the holidays? Got your shopping done, that sort of thing?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I finished it today.
Nice.
Yeah, Santa Claus is going to make it here somehow.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
He didn't see his way through the fog.
Well, that's the key right there. You gotta have those headlamps on, and maybe a guy with a red nose can help as well.
Well, he's fine. The reindeer know where they're going, and especially if you see what they're riding in now. What are they riding in, BMWs or Audis?
Yeah, the job's much better paying than it was back in the day
I
hear. Yeah, no question. Well, you just got back from the road yourself. Your Hornets lost their most recent game on the road trip, and in that game, Jeremy Lin, some challenges in covering James Harden, but overall, how has that worked out with Lin so far?
Well, Lin ran into it. He had more trouble with the officiating crew than he had with James Harden. He had three fouls in 3 minutes and had to come out in the first half. And then came back in the second half. It's all right. Everybody's going to have problems with James Harden. He is what beats teams during the regular season, and then in the playoffs he tends to beat his own team. So because he swallows. I mean, there's no air around James Harden with that lineup. He gets the ball all the time, and that's it. If you're a point guard on that team, you better find a hobby.
Now, you got Al Jefferson scheduled to come back. Did I see this weekend he'll return to the lineup?
He'll come back on the Memphis game, which is on the 26th. His suspension will end tomorrow night.
And what does that do for the Hornets lineup overall?
Well, that helps quite a bit because our lineup, basically, when they made all of the acquisitions in the offseason, they got seven new guys, five of them veterans, two draft picks. The five veterans that they picked up all have a pretty good resume as far as three-point shooting is concerned. So this team can really play four out and one in, and that one in is most effective when it's Al Jefferson, because despite the fact that he's a standard, he's a thing of the past, a standard back to the basket, that low post player. He plays the type of game that other defending centers don't see very often. The thing about Al is, you always know he's always going to his right. He has no left hand. But what he does to get to his right hand really mystifies younger centers in this league, more athletic guys. He can get people going skyward in a hurry, and that helps out. Now, it slows down your offense, true. And Al's had to kind of quicken that up a little bit, but I think this team will be ready for Al Jefferson to come back into the lineup when Memphis comes to town on the 26th.
Well, Hornets are right in there with a bunch of teams, the Celtics included, in that group that are 2, 3, 4 games over 500. How is it going so far for your fellow Mainer down there, Steve Clifford? Are people happy with his work?
Well, the owner, Michael Jordan, is pretty happy with him. Gave him another 3-year deal, or extended his contract another 3 years, so that does wonders for a guy's disposition, so to speak. And Steve's earned every minute of it, I'll tell you the truth. Steve's done a great job. He's taken teams that really don't care much about defense and made them play it. Al Jefferson doesn't have a reputation of being a good defensive player, but at least he does some of the little things that'll help out occasionally. It's not going to get him all NBA defense anytime soon, but Steve is the type of guy who doesn't complain. He asks, who's in my lineup tonight? And those are the guys he's going to go to war with. And he'll scheme out some sort of game plan to make it somewhat competitive. And, they almost did it to Houston last night. Houston is a team that just played way under expectations. They made a coaching change. They bounced Kevin McHale out. They've got J.B. Bickerstaff in there now. He started here in Charlotte with the Bobcats under his father, Bernie Bickerstaff. And he's a good young coach, but they've got some interesting challenges in that Houston lineup. A lot of skill, but a guy by the name of James Harden who tends to soak everything up at just the wrong time. Last year was in the playoffs in the Western Conference Finals against Golden State. So, hey, who's going to complain? They got the best last night. They deserved it. They played a strong game overall as a team. The Hornets just, you're not going to beat many people shooting 34% before.
We're talking to Steve Martin, the voice of the Charlotte Hornets. They take on the Celtics tomorrow night. Speaking of Maine, guys, I guess I was glad to see it. I was a little bit surprised, were you, that Philadelphia added some time to Brett Brown's contract?
They also added some help, too.
Yeah.
they made it so it's really kind of different. They made it so he doesn't have to answer to Sam Hinkie all the time. He can actually talk to a guy who's played the game or knows something about coaching it, and Jerry Colangelo. So he's going to take over an upper office job. They've kind of rebuilt the front office to protect Brett Brown from the non-basketball people who are making all the basketball decisions as far as personnel.
Now, the Celtics played down there about a week ago, right? It was the night after the Golden State game, and they beat the Hornets. What are your impressions of this group that Danny Ainge has put together for Brad Stevens? No big stud out there, but a group of young guys that seem to be playing hard.
Playing hard, playing well. They're excellent. They are excellent in the same areas in which the Hornets are improving, and that is they've got some excellent three-point shooters. Isaiah Thomas is a guy who's really hard to guard. Avery Bradley can bring it. He brought it the night that they came down and played the Hornets at 23. They move the ball well. You're always one pass late on them. So you can credit that. I think really when Thomas gets in the game, now they've got Thomas starting because of the injuries that they've had and the play that they haven't gotten out of some other people. They've run into a little bit of a rough spot here, losing four of the last six, but they may have made themselves right last night or two nights. Last night. They played last night too, so. They got back on the good foot, I guess, and they're into Charlotte in a good mood.
Steve, who's the biggest challenge to Cleveland in the East?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the tail end. The biggest challenge to Cleveland in the East?
Yeah, if they're the best team, who's the second best team in the East right now?
That's a great question because there's a whole bunch of people. You could put a blanket over 2 through 8 right now, maybe go even down as deep as 10. But I think when they're healthy, I think Miami is a very suitable challenge to Cleveland in the East. I think I'm not so sure that the Hornets are yet, although we played fairly well against them. Chicago is a team that is really a mystery to a lot of people, and maybe it's adapting from Tom Thibodeau over to Fred Hoiberg. Plus the fact some guys have accumulated some years. Derrick Rose of today isn't the Derrick Rose of 2 years ago. Of course, Jimmy Butler is better than he was 2 years ago, but he's not handling the ball at point guard. And Joakim Noah, although he's had some pretty good outings of late, has not necessarily been the most consistent player in the Chicago lineup. So we keep waiting for Chicago to come up there and kind of take care of things and throttle somebody, but they haven't done it yet. Milwaukee is another team that is an underperforming team in the East, supposed to be a whole lot better, and maybe they will. Of course, Jason Kidd is going to be under the knife, and he's going to be missing for the next 2 or 3 months. I'm not sure whether that's a good or a bad thing, although I think Jason's probably a better coach than people give him credit on being. He's got a pretty decent lineup in Milwaukee, so they should have been doing better. And then, of course, the Indiana Pacers, they probably are the team that can play with Cleveland the most. It's surprising because they're kind of an undersized group in the middle. They've moved a key player into the lineup. Paul George has moved down into the power forward spot and is playing very well right there. So I don't think there's not a team as complete as Cleveland. In the East, there are a couple of teams that come close. Miami's having some problems over in their backcourt situation. Goran Dragic was supposed to be the guy to kind of help them out and help helped Dwayne Wade kind of ease back in responsibility, and that hasn't necessarily happened yet. So once Cleveland gets healthy, they're going to be hard to stop.